Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting. This is for case P22046 regarding Christopher Harper. The time is now 9:08 a.m. on September 30th, 2022. My name is Greg Raymond. I'm the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees introduce themselves, their title and purpose. I will just make mention we have Ms. Pham, who's board staff, that's attending remotely. She doesn't have to announce herself. I don't see Mr. Eden. Is he? He's not. Brandon, are you there, Eden?
Can we get a computer?
That's his own personal.
No, I just. Well, I mean, I have it. I just didn't know if you guys were talking this way.
Actually, we're having this with the Google Meets. We're having
this one's on Google.
Yeah, and this is just a PDF that's loaded on it.
I thought there was a screen.
Yeah, you won't be able to see any of that. Okay, so let's go around the room, beginning with Mr. Carthel, all the way around to this end. After which, I'll make sure that we get Mr. Van Loan and Ms. Ray.
Daniel Carthel, assisting staff investigator.
Orlene Laura, enforcement manager.
Barrett Lindsay, attorney Clark Hill here on Mr. Harper's behalf.
Chris Harper, engineer of Rare Record on this subject property.
Ed Hermes, with Snell Wilmer here on behalf of property owner RBB Properties.
Bob Stanley, EAC member.
George Stevenson, EAC member, structural engineer.
Okay, let's go to Mr. Van Loan.
Steve Van Loan, EAC member.
And Ms. Ray, please.
Dina Gray, Assistant Attorney General.
Okay, did I miss anyone remotely? I don't see anyone else here, but I want to make sure if anybody else is out there, including Mr. Eden, that I get you. Okay, all right. Okay, a few reminders. This meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so it is clear who is speaking. This is important so when I go back to review the audio recording, I will know who said what. And in case you missed that kind of thing, I may just stop you for purposes of identifying the speaker because that happens from time to time. To avoid disruption, cell phones must be completely off or placed in silent mode. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. I'd like to remind any attorneys present today that the meeting today is purely an investigative interview so that the committee members reviewing the case are able to ask your client questions and help them determine a recommendation to make to the board. We ask that only the respondent and alleger answer questions being asked by committee members during the interview process because the purpose is to have professionals investigate the allegations. You have an opportunity to provide a brief statement to the committee after interviews have been completed, but this is not the proper time for legal arguments. The Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on January 21st, 2022 related to the Stetson Canal development in Scottsdale, Arizona. The Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I will ask committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or alleger. For the record, I will call each committee member's name. Please signify yes or no. Let's start with Mr. Stevenson.
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Stanley.
Yes.
And Mr. Van Loan.
Yes.
Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with the alleger, the respondent, and then witnesses. During the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been conducted. I'm reading from scripts, folks, so if there's a pause here, there's some that doesn't apply here. Okay, at this time, I will call for a motion to enter executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Committee members who make the first and second motion, please announce your name prior to your motion. I'll call for a motion, please.
Bob Stanley, I move that we move into executive session.
Okay, we've got a motion by Mr. Stanley. Do I have a second?
George Stevenson, I second.
Okay, Mr. Stevenson to second the motion. I'll do a roll call vote. Mr. Van Loan, aye or nay, or yes or no?
Which? Aye, yes.
Okay, all right. Mr. Stanley?
Yes.
And Mr. Stevenson?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, in that case, I'm going to conclude the public session. Just so everybody knows, I'm having to stop and start recorders a little bit. The time now is 9:14 a.m., and we will be shortly going into executive session.